T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Welcome to the show. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to have you with us on this Monday. And it's almost, you know, it almost feels like I'm working on Christmas Eve. Almost feels, no, it has that kind of feel to it. Or New Year's Eve. Or some kind of festive occasion because of what is happening tonight. And, you know, the festivity of my doing my laundry is just, it's overcoming me, frankly. Now, obviously, most people are focused on a certain Buffalo, New York team that plays in the National Football League. And I am kind of curious here as we start out the show. Now, I don't do a sports talk show. In fact, even when I worked on a sports radio station, I didn't do a sports talk show. Anyway, getting back to it, as you know, the Buffalo Bills are playing tonight, Monday Night Football, at 8:15. And I want to know some things about you, the audience. I asked a lot about you guys on Friday. I didn't think about you all that much over the weekend because I spent most of the weekend sleeping, to be frank with you. And then yesterday was... Well, we'll call yesterday a festival day, but I was asleep by 9 o'clock. It was a festival day. So anyway, you might be listening to us in Tennessee. You might be one of the hundreds of thousands, well, might be an exaggeration, of Western New Yorkers who have invaded Nashville. And you might be a member of the so-called Bills Mafia. Then again, if you're like most people, I suppose you are here in Western New York or you're at home, wherever home happens to be, if you're listening online to News Radio 930 WBEN. And, you know, I think about the difference between this year and then last year, maybe a couple of years ago, with people saying, and I wouldn't know any of them, of course, but people saying, I am never going to watch the National Football League again. I am never going to watch the NFL again. I don't know who might have said that, but I know that some people did. But then along comes the improving Buffalo Bills. Along develops Josh Allen and Knox and various acquisitions made by the Buffalo Bills. And the Buffalo Bills are creating as much excitement now as they did during the so-called glory years of the 1990s. Ladies and gentlemen, they are creating as much excitement now as they did during the glory years of the 1990s. Now, granted, they still have a lot to prove. And granted, a season in the NFL is an eternity, and you never know what injuries are going to happen. And all it takes is for one or two of your key guys to get knocked out, and you go from juggernaut team to average at best. Of course, everybody's talking about the depth at defense, the depth at offense of the Buffalo Bills. But the guy, obviously, is Mr. Josh Allen, the quarterback, the leaping, vaulting quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. So I would like to know, as far as you guys are concerned, and this is a very personal question for you. What will you be doing? Just keep it clean, kids. What will you be doing at 8:15 tonight? What will you be doing at 8:15 tonight? Will you be watching the game? Will you be watching the game at a watering hole with other people? Will you be watching the game at home with family? Will you be at a house party, earning, I'm sure, an eternal frown from the likes of Dr. Fauci? Will you be doing something entirely different, organizing your stamp collection or your autograph collection or your Hummel figurines or whatever? I want to know what you're doing at 8:15 tonight and where you're doing it. And let me throw something else out there for you, because, you know, the Buffalo Bills have kind of replaced a certain disease as being the lingua franca of Western New York. The common speech, I guess, would be one translation of that. There was a time when all conversations started with, so, have you gotten it? Have you gotten the vaccine? Have you gotten COVID? Now the conversational fulcrum has switched in Western New York, and now it's basically, how about them Bills? Did you see Josh Allen? Oh, did you see the Kansas City game? Wow, legitimate talk. Buffalo is the number one football team in the entire National Football League. Legitimate talk that the Buffalo Bills will win the Super Bowl at long last. And look, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but a lot can happen to a sports franchise over the course of a season. I hope it doesn't, because it is kind of exciting as somebody who was born and raised here, who's lived all but 3 years of his life in Western New York. It's kind of exciting to turn on the TV and watch the talking heads, or to be sitting at, more specifically, a watering hole and see the talking heads, who are big football experts and prognosticators, talking about the Buffalo Bills being the favored team, at least in the AFC, having a great shot at winning the Super Bowl. It is a matter, I think, of some civic pride. So one of my other questions is, on a scale of 1 to 10, or actually, I got to give due homage to the Arab mathematicians from way back when. On a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being you couldn't care less, you would rather watch a gerbil give birth, or someone giving birth to a gerbil, whatever, I don't know. You would rather watch that than the Buffalo Bills, and you could not care less about tonight's game or any other game or anything involving the Buffalo Bills or the National Football League. 10, you would be in Tennessee right now. You would be in Nashville if you could. In fact, even if you didn't have tickets to the game, you would be in Nashville just to be part of the Buffalo invasion of Tennessee, which happens every single time these two teams meet. Don't know what it is about Nashville, but I would say that probably more people, I mean, this is subjective, right? I don't have any data on this, but I think more people from Buffalo go to the Buffalo Tennessee Titans games than go to the Miami Dolphins games. I mean, it's an easier drive, for one, and costs would be down. Although, you know, anything can affect people's decisions as far as what they're going to do or not do. So what are you going to be doing at 8:15? Will you be watching the game in monk-like solitude? Because no one dares disturb you when you are watching football. And I grew up in one of those homes. When the Buffalo Bills were playing, I learned two things very early in life. Number one, my father was not to be disturbed under any circumstance. I could have cut my arm off with a lawnmower, and I wouldn't have bothered Dad during the middle of a Buffalo Bills game. Number two, my dad could yell. My dad had a booming, resounding voice that I'm pretty sure could have been heard in West Seneca from the town of Tonawanda. He was a fanatic of all sports, but particularly football. In fact, in the days before screen in screen, the old man, and this was when we had the console TVs, not the flat screens of today. He didn't live to see those, really. But we had the console TV, And when it went on the fritz, you didn't just go to the store and buy a new one. You called in the TV repairman. The TV repairman would come out. There's a. I don't even know if anybody does that anymore. But anyway, yeah, I think there might be a guy Maine in transit, but I'm a little hazy on that. So he used to have like a portable black and white TV that he would set on top of the console TV. So if CBS was showing a game and then NBC was showing a game, he would have access to both games simultaneously, okay? So he basically preferred to watch his football in solitude, which is something that was picked up by my eldest brother, Dick, who had a song in the movie Spaceballs, by the way. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that. But Dick, see, my father would be in the living room watching the Buffalo Bills. And we're talking about, like, the old school Buffalo Bills. Really old school Buffalo Bills, okay? Like Mike Stratton. Though, yes, that old school Buffalo, even before that, all right? OJ's, even before OJ, okay? Booker Edgerson. I mean, that was my dad's time. But he was a solitudinous, if I think I'm making up a word, and that's okay. He was a solitudinous football watcher. Now, if I wanted to sit in the living room when the old man was watching football, I had to remain stoically silent. Like I said, I could have had a tarantula crawling up my leg. I wouldn't have disturbed my father. There could have been a cobra lurking right next to him. I was not to disturb my father when he was watching football. Nobody ever said that rule. I just learned it through assimilation and osmosis. I don't know if you guys can relate to that, if you had a dad like that. But I will give my father, I mean, look, that was his thing. It's what he enjoyed doing. It was a passion in life. And it I don't want to say it gave his life meaning. That might be going a little bit too far, but it certainly gave a lot of enjoyment to his life. I mean, he watched football, particularly the Buffalo Bills, like I watched documentaries, okay? Now, I will confess something here, ladies and gentlemen, that very few people have the stones to admit. I am a fair weather fan. Yep, I am a fair weather fan. I'm not a member of the Bills Mafia. And by the way, if you're Sicilian, do you find that whole Bills Mafia thing offensive? I know some people of Italian I know some people of Italian lineage who find the whole concept of Bills Mafia to be highly offensive to them. They regard it as a slur on Sicilians. Some Italian Americans regard it as a slur against all Italians. Some people get very sensitive about the use of the word mafia. Now, is there anybody listening to this show for whom the use of the word mafia, as in Bills Mafia, is offensive? And I'm going to say that I don't think you should be offended by it, because at one point in this country's history, and I know the argument some people are going to make, but at one point in this country's history, mafia was a very specific term directed at a very specific group of low-rung immigrants. And believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, one of the worst mass lynchings in American history took place in New Orleans, Louisiana. And it wasn't white on black. It was white and black against a bunch of accused mafia assassins who had been acquitted in court. And a mixed race group of New Orleanians went down to the parish jail. They basically had a mob go into the prison, haul out a whole bunch of Sicilian or Italian American immigrants, hang them or shoot them. There was widespread discrimination against Italian Americans. And by the way, some people believe that that has not abated fully in the times in which we live. There are people, and I know one of them very well, who is personally offended whenever he hears the term Italian organized crime. They don't say mafia, they say Italian organized crime. And I have previously talked about the various ethnicities involved in the history of organized crime in America. I've told you that in Buffalo, the biggest prohibition racketeer there was a Polish-American named Big Corny. He was the big cheese. Now, I don't know exactly what kind of deal Big Corny had with the other ethnic mobs, but Big Corny was the man. Some of you listening to my voice right now may have actually met Big Corny or heard your parents talking about Big Corny. All right, but anyway, let me get back on track here. There are people who are offended by the use of the word mafia, Bill's Mafia. But let's just think about this, and I could be wrong. But while at one point in our history, the word mafia was absolutely something that was a black cloud that hung over anybody with a vowel at the end of their name, particularly of olive or dark complexion, the word mafia has metamorphosed. It has become less of an ethnic slur, less of an ethnic insult, and more of a generic term for group of people dedicated to a specific cause. For example, Elvis Presley, he had his own mafia. Nothing to do with Sicilians or Neapolitans or Calabrese, nothing to do with Italian America. Mafia has become a non-specific word denoting a group of people dedicated to a common purpose. It's very rare. In fact, let me just take you back into history just a little bit. Not too far. We're not going to go back to the New Orleans riots, but we're going to go back to the early 1970s when the Godfather I was being shot in New York City. New York City was in the iron grip of the Five Families, okay? You couldn't do business in New York City, literally, without doing business with the mob. And this was in the pre-Sammy the Bull, John Gotti days. So, when the people in the mob hear about this mafia movie being filmed in New York City, they made it perfectly clear to the people behind The Godfather that the word mafia was not to be used. True story. The word mafia was not to be used. Secondarily, they made it perfectly clear that if you're going to film on our territory this movie about this thing of ours, you're going to be using some of our people. And it is a matter of record. Ladies and gentlemen, Luca Brasi. Luca. He was a low-level mob guy who was known as an arsonist. And he used to set buildings ablaze by tying a certain female product to the tails of mice, lighting it on fire, and then sending the mice scurrying into a building. True story. The guy who played Luca Brasi. And that whole scene they filmed where Luca Brasi's at Don Corleone's daughter's wedding, that whole scene where he's talking to himself, that was totally an extemporaneous scene. That was Luca who was practicing the lines he would say in his scene. They actually filmed that, and they made it a great part of the movie to illustrate how stupid but strong, like Bull, Luca Brasi was. Oh, yeah, and there's something else. Fat Clemenza. The guy who played Fat Clemenza, look him up. You know what his real name was? Should ring a bell. Castellano. Huh. So, this was also taking place. Now, do I have to break? Are you guys enjoying this or not? Pasquale, are you enjoying? Yeah, all right, Pasquale Maggiore is enjoying it. Okay. And I just want to point out, just, you know, so I don't get in any trouble talking about this stuff here, that I am, and you can ask Peter LoGiacomo, I am an honorary Sicilian-American. I identify as a Sicilian-American. Mrs. Nerd is half Sicilian, and I've long had a thing for Italian women. All right, what do you want me to say? And, yeah, it's a true story that I did spend a pleasant and non-salacious afternoon with a very close relative of Joe Bonanno. True story. There are no pictures, just memories, and true story. So anyway, it was really wild, you know, because I've said this before. We had a conversation and she just knew bong, 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 bong. Yeah, she's not a poser. I mean, she's too young to know this stuff. But anyway, it is 227. And I would like to emphasize that not a hand was laid on her for any of Mr. Bonanno's relatives or people who might be listening to the show. Totally gentlemanly conversation. Thank you. All right. It is, I don't want to be found in a trunk with something where it shouldn't be.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly and News Radio 930 WBEN. So I got a few things going on here. What are you going to be doing? And I want you to be honest with me. At 8:15 tonight, what are you going to be doing? Are you going to be watching the Buffalo Bills game? Or are you going to be doing something else because you regard the National Football League as simply another woke corporation pandering to the Marxists and an anti-American agenda? What are you going to be doing? Also, the term Bills Mafia. Now, there aren't many people who get offended by it, but there are some people who get offended by the whole idea of Bills Mafia, and I would argue that the word mafia is not what it used to be. It has changed over time. Mafia is no longer Sicily or even Italy specific, but I would define it, even if the dictionaries don't. I would define it as a group of people united by a common affinity, affection, hobby, habit, or inclination. Or fandom of a team, in the case of the Buffalo Bills. But there are some people who get real sensitive about the use of the word mafia. And I talked about the whole situation when they were filming The Godfather in the environs of New York City in the early 1970s. Because you probably don't remember this, but way back when, there was a mob boss named Joe Colombo, and Joe Colombo started the Italian-American Anti-Defamation League, for want of a better title that I can't think of the real name right now. But anyway, long story short, this league gained enormous support from Italian Americans and politicians, including Governor Nelson Rockefeller, from all over the country. And I mean, the irony is, okay, you've got a guy with a demonstrable history of organized crime leadership who is out there on cameras telling people there is no such thing as the mafia and the FBI was only harassing Italian Americans. And then what he did was he would protest outside the FBI headquarters in New York City. Now, what did the other guys in charge of the mob not really want in the early 1970s? They didn't want publicity. They didn't want people talking about mafia. They didn't want people talking about our thing. So they said to this guy, Joe Colombo, they said, "Hey, Joe, maybe you want to spend some time doing something else." But he didn't listen. So here we are. It's Columbus Day, or in Columbus Circle. I forget the exact day. I was a kid. Give me a break. I know I could look it up, but I'm lazy. So anyway, he's doing this huge rally, okay, in New York City. Thousands of people there. And what happens? He gets shot. Now, he gets hit in the head, but he doesn't die. he lingers in a vegetative state for many, many years. The guy who shot him was actually killed on site right after he pumped what would prove to be the fatal bullets into Joe Colombo. But the whole point of that story and the little thing about the Godfather is in the early 1970s, and as, of course, before then, I mean, I mentioned the situation in New Orleans after the murder of Chief Hennessy down that way. The whole point of this little story here is that mafia then does not mean what mafia means now, or for that matter, when the Buffalo Bills fans started referring to themselves as Bills Mafia. It doesn't have the same ethnic sting that it used to have. I mean, at least I would think most people don't see it that way. However, I'm sure there are some people listening right now who, for whom the word mafia is always going to be an eternal slur against Sicilians, an eternal slur against all Italian Americans, and wish they'd come up with something else. Doesn't matter that the Bills Mafia has raised hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars for various charitable endeavors over the years. No, no, no. They get very, very sensitive about their ethnicity and what they believe is a disproportionate focus on quote-unquote Italian organized crime and or slash the mafia. So, I don't know, do we have any of those people listening to the show right now? At 8:15 tonight, I mentioned this earlier, I'm going to be brutally honest with you. I'm a fair weather fan. I want to explain to you my reasons. Now I sound like Vito Corleone talking with Salozzo. I want to give you my reasons. Okay, drugs are a dirty business. The reasons are, to me, okay, sports are nothing but entertainment. Sports, to me, are movies happening in real time. Sports are movies happening in real time. To me, watching sports, no different than watching Mitch Hedberg, may he rest in peace. No different than watching Otto and George. I guess I like dead comedians. But anyway, that's the dummy's still alive, but yeah. But anyway, it's entertainment. And when something is entertaining, I like to watch it. Now, because I am, and most of you are, native Buffalonians, when the Bills are playing well and they've got something going on, I find that to be entertaining. If not the game itself, being in the company of people who are really happy that their football team is doing well, all right? They view it as a source of civic pride for some weird reason I will never understand. But anyway, I like entertainment. So when a team is not playing well, I don't find that entertaining. When a team is playing well, I do find it entertaining, but I also find the reactions of people who take it seriously to be very entertaining. So at 8:15 tonight, I will be hanging out with probably 20, maybe more, but at least 20 people who are close friends of mine, and the football game will be on. Now, how closely I pay attention to it, I don't know. I mean, if I dip a chip in the bison dip and my head happens to turn that way, it turns that way. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Are you buying that? Yeah. Okay, I didn't think so. Good. Okay, so I will be with friends. Now, if I was alone and misanthropic, I probably wouldn't watch the game. But I am going to be, even as entertaining as it might be, to see the hometown football team with Josh Allen and all of the great defensive plays and offensive plays, I don't know. I might be watching something else, you know. I might just have some World War II documentary on. But because I'm going to be hanging with people to whom I am close, I will be with them. And the attraction to me is not so much the game as it is the social interaction that takes place with the game as the lingua franca of all of these people. because usually it's about music. Because most of these people are either musicians or a bunch of people who are connected in some way, shape, or form to the music entertainment business in Western New York, either as ardent fans or as musicians themselves or whatever. So the game will be on. Am I going to watch every single play as it happens? I doubt it. I doubt it, because to me, the attraction is the people I'm with. It's not so much what is on TV. And I'm happy to see the people with whom I am with happy if the Buffalo Bills happen to play an excellent game as they did against Kansas City last Sunday night. But that is, yeah, I mean, that basically is the story. And I want to know on a scale, and here's where I would like your telephone calls. On a scale of 0 to 10, 0 to 10, 0 meaning absolutely could not care less. We have a football team? So what? That's a 0. 10 would be, Tom, not only am I watching the game, but I'm actually in Tennessee, and I'm getting ready to go watch the game in person. 10 would be the person who is sitting on pins and needles waiting until 8:15. Can't get enough Buffalo Bills football. Can't get enough Buffalo Bills football talk. If somebody were to do a show on the evolution of the Buffalo Bills jersey, you'd be all about that. And you would know every single alteration or modification that has been made to the jersey over the past however many years of futility in terms of not winning the Super Bowl. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930. Star 930 is the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. The scale of 0 to 10. And I just, before you call in, now I wouldn't know anybody who said this, of course, but I can remember in the recent past, I think it was before we started doing every single show on COVID, which apparently worked better than this. But every single show on COVID, there were people who would say, I'm done with the NFL. I'm through with the NFL. I'm going to find something else to do on Sundays. I'm going to find something else to do on Monday nights. But you might have found yourself sucked back in to the situation. And on a scale of 0 to 10, and I want your honest assessment, how important do you believe the Buffalo Bills are to Western New York in general? Are the Buffalo Bills the single biggest thing, the single biggest entity that puts Western New York on the map of the United States? I'll tell you a little story. Many years ago, I went to the Turks and Caicos, highly overrated, ridiculously expensive, okay? Not worth it, would never go back. But I was in Turks and Caicos, and I was sitting at the bar. And here are these two guys who are natives of Turks and Caicos. And, you know, where are you from? Buffalo, New York. Oh, Jim Kelly, Bruce Smith, Thurman Thomas. It's like, what? I'm in the middle of the freaking Caribbean, and these guys who are living in Turks and Caicos paradise, all they can talk about is how great the Buffalo Bills are. And I was like, whoa. So you might care to argue this point with me, and that's fine. But on a scale of 0 to 10, in terms of importance to the community, importance to Western New York, the Buffalo Bills are a 10+. They are a 10+. If this area, I think you can make the argument, got to qualify things a bit, I think you can make the argument that if we did not have the Buffalo Bills, Buffalo might as well be Syracuse. Buffalo might as well be Toledo or Springfield, Illinois or Missouri. Take your choice. And there's a few other Springfields too. Simpsons live in one. 803-0930 is the phone. I happen to think the Bills are a 10+ in terms of importance to this area. Tell me what's more important than the Buffalo Bills to Western New York and PR. What is more important? Niagara Falls? Nick Walenda? I mean, look, obviously WBEN is, but that kind of goes without saying. Right, you guys better behave or I'm going to whip out a COVID show on you. Okay, so, little humor there. So, long story short, 8:15 tonight. Are you watching the Buffalo Bills? And if you're not watching the Buffalo Bills, what are you going to be doing? And I will confess openly that I regard sports as entertainment. So if the Bills are doing well and my friends are getting together to watch the game, I am going to be hobnobbing and associating with the people who are most important to me in my life. That is to say, my closest friends. Obviously, family's right up there too, but it's the close friends who get together and basically have a good time watching this kind of stuff. It's kind of a pilgrimage to the basement TV at somebody's house. So because I view sports as entertainment, I am the fair-weather fan. I'm the guy the people in the Bills Mafia would hate. Because I think to be in the Bills Mafia, you have to be 100% Buffalo Bills, even if they had a winless season. Okay, and that just isn't something I'm ever going to be interested in doing. Why? Because it's entertainment. And I am more entertained by the happiness and the joy and the rapture of people around me than I am with the game itself, if that makes any sense. And because it's entertainment, I'll watch it when it's entertaining. And when it ain't entertaining, I'll fold laundry or go for a drive or something like that. Yeah, politics notwithstanding. But my other strong bet is, and I could be wrong, I'm going to bet that most people, and I have a reason to make this statement, I'm going to bet that most people who told me 2-3 years ago that they were done with the NFL, I'm going to bet that you were jonesing for football. I'm going to bet that you have sworn off, you're swearing off of the Buffalo Bills and the NFL, and you can't wait until 8:15 tonight. Oh, you might think that it's just another woke corporation with a bunch of overpaid anti-American Marxists walking around in fancy uniforms and tight bodies. But deep down, you know you can't stay away. You are the moth, they are the flame. Oh, you might have said you were done with the NFL, but you were just kidding yourself. You might have taken a break from the NFL, but like any junkie, you didn't quit. You were just freshening up. 803-0930, the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And on a scale of 0 to 10, how important are the Buffalo Bills to you? And how important are the Buffalo Bills to this area? And I will be very honest with you, as I always am, I cannot think of a single entity on a national or even international stage that is more important to Western New York than the Buffalo Bills. Do you think that is hyperbole? I know you say it hyperbole. I just have fun. Is that hyperbole? I can't think of anything that is. And I use the Turks and Caicos example as the reason why I would say that. Thousands of miles from home, middle of the Caribbean, dudes at the bar are talking about Jim Kelly, Bruce Smith, Thurman Thomas, Cornelius Bennett, and a lot of people from the glory days of the Buffalo Bills. And as I said at the beginning of this hour, the glory days, there is as much talk now around town about the Buffalo Bills as there was during the so-called glory days. And if you think the NFL sucks and you don't want anything to do with the NFL, I'll hear from you as well. I mean, you might think I'm overstating the case. Maybe I am. I don't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
Oh,
host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.